Rav Zion Erev Pesachim continued.
In the Seder, so first he makes a bracha on the Zevach, he eats one kazayis on the Zevach. Then he makes a bracha on the Pesach, he eats one kazayis on the Pesach. Then he eats more of the Zevach. And then he eats whatever he wants to eat. And then at the end, when he's ready to conclude the Seder, so he concludes the Seder by eating more, the rest of the Pesach. So the main reason there is no raya from this Mishnah, according to Shlis HaRambam Shizvim. Now, Kishetim Tzoleima, Lidivir Rabbi Yishmoel Zrike Bechal Shvich. Zrike Bechal Shvich. That means that those components that require Zrike, if he made a Shvich, so he eats. Veloi Shvich Bechal Zrike. Those components that require Shvich, if he made Zrike, he is not eating. Lidivir Rabbi Akive, Veloi Shvich Bechal Zrike, Veloi Zrike Bechal Shvich. Now, the Tshuves of the Chutam Shulosh, So there is a tshuva of Rabbi Elazar Yitzchok. He was the older son-in-law of Rabbi Yitzchok Voloshiner. So he asks a kasha, and I don't see that he gives a teretz here. I mean, I didn't go over the tshuva Simin Gimel thoroughly, but I don't see that he gives a real teretz on that kasha. So he says that the whole sugya is very mukshi. Well, first of all, we have to understand, I mean, what has the halacha of Zrike Bichlal Shviche to do with the mitzvah of Achim? What does it do? Well, that is very strange. But that's not his main kash. But so we see from this Gemara that it has to do with him. That if we say Zrike is Bichlal Shviche, so that means that the manner that the Aveide of the korban, but in other words, that you can fulfill the mitzvah of aveide in the korban chagige by doing it in the same way as you fulfill the aveide of the korban pesach. In other words, even though lechatchila you have to be zeirik dafkide, but if instead of being zeirik the dam, you are ashamed for the dam, so mele yayit. So why should one think, first of all, this has to do with the mitzvah of Aveide, of the Korban Chagige, vis-à-vis the mitzvah of Aveide of Korban Pesach. But we are discussing here with the mitzvah of Achille. What should one thing have to do with the other? Alright, but we see that Gemara says that one depends upon the other. But he has another kashya. He says, there is a halacha in regard to Birkas Hanani that al kulon imoma shehatel mirbivore yotzo. And the same halacha is that if you say the broche of bere priadomo and a priyoeitz, let's say an apple. So you have to say bere priyoeitz. But suppose you say bere priadomo yayeitz. Why? So whatever is more general. So therefore, it covers something that is more specific. So in other words, if you say Beire Pri Hoeitz on a potato, you're not eats. But if you say Beire Pri Adoma on an apple, you are eats. Why? Because whatever is more general, the broche of Beire Pri Adom is more general than Beire Pri Hoeitz. So it covers something that has a more specific broche. And what is the most general broche? Shachol Yibidvore. So Al-Kulam Yomah Shachol Yibidvore Yotzo. So Memele, from that point of view, it should be the other way around. Now what is the broche on the Zevach? The broche on the Zevach is Shom Tzidot Tzivonu Lechil HaZevach. So that's a general broche. That's a general pattern. What is the broche on the Pesach? Shom Tzidot Tzivonu Lechil HaPesach. That's a specific broche. So Memele, we should say that Birkas HaZevach is potter shel Pesach, because that is a general pattern. Zevach, I mean, Pesach is also a Zevach. So we should say just the reverse. That Birkas HaZevach is potter shel Pesach, because he said a general broche, Pesach is included in the Zevach. But birkas ha-pesach lui potar eshel zevach. Lui potar eshel zevach. Lui potar eshel zevach. Lui potar eshel zevach. So that's what you should say. So what do we see from this halacha? I mean, so we see from this mishneh that the halacha, that brocha kulelis, priteres brocha protis, has a shayches with Abi Birkas Amenin, but it does not have a shayches with Abi Birkas Amenin. Yes. Because with Abi Birkas Amenin, so in other words, so the chiyuv is I have to say brocha. I have to give shvach v'idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom for big men. So mimele, so if I said the brocha kolelis, so I give shvach v'idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the thing from which I had anoy. So to the chatchile there is a specific brocha, but the eved, if I said shehakol yevidvore on an apple and I had kavone to be yitze, so I give shvach v'idoye. Mashein came birkas hamitzvah. So in other words, so there has to be a special broche on the specific mitzvah. So he cannot be yitze. He cannot be yitze. The chachomim were not misakei. You see, a general broche for mitzvahs, you see. By birkas hamenin, so the chachomim were misakei the broche of shakel. So in other words, as long. So in other words, so there is a general broche of birkas hamenin. Shakel. So the mele, if he said, a broche kelelis, so is it because the chachomim were misaking each other with broche and general noise. That's the essence of shehakel. What does shehakel mean? Shehakel means it's a broche for any anoy where there is nothing specific in that eich. So mimele, there is a thing of the broche kelelis is preteres a broche protis. Masheinke. By Birkas HaMitzvah, the Chachomim were not misakei in general broche, asher kishon mitzvah iso mitzivonu la'asis mitzvahs. Chachomim were not misakei asher kishon mitzvah iso mitzivonu la'asis mitzvahs. They could be misakei, but they didn't. So that means that HaKodesh Chachomim was that he has to make a specific broche and a specific mitzvah. And a specific mitzvah. And a specific mitzvah. So since he has to make a specific broche, and a specific mitzvah, so he cannot apply the principle of brocha kelelis, preteres brocha protis. We cannot apply this one. All right. So that's muchach from this gemara. כשתים צולה עם הדבר בשמו יצריך וכל שביכה ולשביכה בכל שביכה ודברה להקיבה לא שביכה בכל שביכה ולא יצריך בכל שביכה נאו להציד הרשבה הורק עשים וכשתים צולה עם הדבר בשמו יצריך בכל שביכה ולא שביכה בכל שביכה מסכת זבוכים פרק בשמה שמאמינו לרבי שמו די אומר די פסח בשביכה ולא יצריך בשביכה ולא יצריך די תניה רבי שמו יצריך מתייך שנאמר בחיר שעיר לומדנו לבחיר שתום מתנדומים ואימר אותם בסבח מה יישא הוא פסח מנאי? תלמוד לימה ודם זוכח לי שוב דיו לשור קפונס לא יצור ובחול הקסים צריק ואז לי קומר משמואל לפסח בשביל הוא שמע אצלי מסניס דומה מבירקס הפסח הוא נפטר מבירקס הזה so if he says the birkas ha-pesach so he becomes nifta mit birkas hazevach ve'ini nifta mishal pesach mit birkas hazevach emei ameato hamitonim bizrike ki gei shoz vochi shenisnu bishviche ki pesach is yot ki ditani behedye bifere bishama minayim limitnim bizrike shenitnon bishviche yotzo tal bedlei ma'avid vam zvachecho yishof aber hamitnim bishviche ki in pesach shenotnim bizrike Kishlomi. So in other words, in the Pesach, instead of making a zrike, mirochik, so mikore, and the yisod of the mizbeach, so he's not from mishviche. Our nis mishviche means just the other way around. Nis mishviche came Pesach. So instead of making it mishviche the way it's required, so he is standing at a distance. and most of this weekend is even the dad mechachik kishlami. So the whole shmos vachim is loyot. Is loyot. Dumye the birkas haPesach veHazevach the commandment of Yishmoel Masnis Kayam udiber Rabakide. Kidamim nam Masnis Kayam birkas haZevach veHazevach. BaPesach veHazevach shein zup teres zup. The Rabakide nam esova the Pesach mishlichen. Vayashkechan. There is only one Tane who says that Pesach is Misrike. That's Rabbi Yisagru. El Rabbi Yisagru, per Tom Shnishan. The Nafkelem is Domo Mitzrike on Mizbeach. The Pcheir is Domo Eloi Nehma. Elo is Domo Li Meidal Pcheir Maiseh U Pesach Shetum in Zrike. So he's the only one who says that Pesach requires Zrike. But all the other Tanoim say that Pesach requires Shriv, Shvich. Why is Zrike the Pesach? Matoni, connected I say, Mirochik, Viloi, Kisrika Shokobonet, Shainstein Matonis, Shainar, Umikroim of the Kumisakas Wochen Felix came, we receive some Baylor, some Hato, some Bosho, the Shok Sumabrikeho, the Lam, Srikim Rochik, Ushne Matonish in Arab, who passed Matonahas, Mirochik, Parish, Shvich and Mikore, Emil I say, Mishaper Shop, Behuli Kobonet, Sipsrik and Bad Hatos, Shematis and Beetsba. Alakan is can receive a call. Alright. Now, so that's the Gemara. Taste, there is a very long taste. See, I'll go over the taste. Even though it's not the Psoch in the Ganyan, but I'll go over it. Kishetim Tzoleimal, the Dibber of Yishmoel. Now, taste, you see at the end, taste is at another Girse in the Rashba. It's not our Girse in the Rashba. Kishetim Tzoleimal, the Dibber of Yishmoel. Zrike Bechlau Shmich. ולא ישביך בכלל זריקה לדבר לרקיבה לא ישביך בכלל זריקה ולא יזריקה בכלל שביך אם כן מוכח מכאן דל רבי ישמואל הניתנים בזריקה שנותנם בשביך איז יוצא וכן מוכח נע מכאן דסביר לי דפסח בשביך so we see that this Gemara is telling the question what Pirech, Pirkes HaPesach, Potter HaShol Zevach, whether on the question whether Zrike is Bechol Shvicha or Zrike is not Bechol Shvicha. What is one thing to do with the other? That's a question. I mean, after all, we are dealing here with the Achille of Zevach and the Achille of Pesach. So what is the manner in which the Aveide of Zevach and the Aveide of Pesach to do with the Kira Mitzvah of Achille? Well, that's a question. But the Gemara is still one there. So in Kemuchach Mikar, the Rabbi Yishmoel, הניתנים בזריקים שנוסנום בשביכה זו איזיות וכי מכי אחנה מכאן תסביר לי דיפסר בשביכה דיפסר בשביכה וכנה ממוחר את הפסוחים בפרק או אישה דיפוריך דירו פסר בשביכה ושלומם בזריקים ומשנה מה נפגמינה ותניה מניין לניתנים בזריקה שנוסנום בשביכה שיות אל מייס ליטרת פסר בשביכה וזריקה בכלל שביך וזריך צריקה אימד מרוחק וזריק הסתם ויסי ושביך אימד על היסי בשביך וקושי so from this Gemara and the Gemara in Psochim Daf Pites it's mashma that זריקה is בכלל שביך that the same Andoma Rabbi Yishmoel who says that Pesach requires שביך he also says that זריקה the tzrike is bichlal shvich because the bisvoch in per bishama im ashma man di is li pesa bishvich lo im mozze sova an is roki shenos im shvich yot the chenif man di is li is roki shenos im shvich yot so les li pesa bishvich so he has to agree with Rabbi Yisiag Lili that Pesach is bishvich our Gemara says in so many words that Rabbi Shmuel so on one hand he says that Pesach requires Shvich. On the other hand, he says that Kolan Yisrokim Shenosnom Vishvich is Yotzo. But from the Gemara in Zvochi, it's Mashma, that one who says that Pesach is Vishvich, and he's Chelikan Rabbi Zagdili, so must hold that Nisrokim Shenosnom Vishvich lo Yotzo. But here Rabbi Yishmoel, on one hand he says Pesach b'shviche, and he says and he also says that hanizrokim shenosnu b'shvichayot. V'chinivche man diisli nizrokim shenosnu b'shvichayot, so lesli Pesach b'shviche. Dikoma vidam zuchecho yishpe, vo yishopech bo mi boi lechim tanye, minayin linitim bizrike shenos in mishpech yotzo, talmud leima vidam zuchecho yishpe, yishopech, yishopech, umshane, sova leke rabba akime, diomar lo yizrike bechol zviche, pirish vahid rosh in mayin, vinitonim bizrike lirbi shmoyli, So, Rabbi Shmuel Upor, Vakat and Poyel Chaitanya, Rabbi Shmuel Imeir, Mitir Shenema, Prayer Sheir or Prayer Kesset, as Domin Tisrek, Romad Lepris Domat and Domin Misbeach, my so Pesach Night on Name Dams Ravish, Ushafir, Umshane Sobut Rabbi Isaac Lili, Doma Pesach Name Bizrike. So, in other words, so Rabbi Shmuel who says that Pira Pirkas a Pesach is Potash Shel Zevach, so he owed that Pesach also requires Zrike. Requires Zrike. V'hod ha-porchle, v'Rabbi Shmuel, ha-ikro mofiku yohochel mofiku yohochel, v'koma, treita no yalib v'Rabbi Shmuel, alma ha-utanet Rabbi Shmuel v'liyo, v'nizhokin sh'nosim v'shvich ha-yotso, v'yalib, midam zvachecho yishopich, lesli la-itanet Rabbi Shmuel, v'yalib ma-ukro Pesach v'shvich. V'yesh lo'ima. V'vadai Rabbi Shmuel v'sleitar, v'nitonim bizrike sh'nosim v'shvich ha-yotso, Oh, so, but, the Gemara in Zvochim says that if we say that Pesach requires Shviche, so Mimele, we don't have a posik for this aloche, that Kol Anitonim Bizrike Shnot Mishviche Yotzo. So in Ochanami, we don't have the posik, but Rabbi Shmuel says it in Tzvot. But if he's litarte now, so he doesn't have a posik for kolanitnim bisrol britzrike shenosnim bishvicha yotzo. So that he deduces Mr. Aswar. Vinitonim bisrike shenosnim bishvicha yotzo. No figure misware. The mal is rike mirocheik, mal is shvicha bikore. Kroki osel lipesa bishvicha odos. So now it's a dead posik tells us that Pesach requires Shvich, and then that in Tony Bisrike she knows Mishvich Yotzo, so that he deduces Mr. Aswar. Vahid Misham Lehoche, Kidi Porchle. Rabbi Shmuel, Haik Hohechem of Kle Yoche. Mishim Didroshi Shal Rabbi Yisi Agli Leposhet Litvei. So in other words, the Gemara gives that this Tane gives it Teretz, that this Tane can agree with Rabbi Shmuel's Aloche with Rabbi Shmuel's aloche that kol anitonim bizrok bizrike shenotim bishvichei yotzo, but he also agrees with Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. But Rabbi Shmuel himself can disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak Lili that Pesach requires zrike, and he can hold that Pesach requires shviche, and still he can say so memele he doesn't have a posik for the aloche of kol anitonim bizrik is not mishvich yotzo, but he says it's a rasvor. Vosom pirish akuntres, v'rem ishmoel hay kod idam zochech yishofeich, mofriku lehoche kol anitonim bizrik is not mishvich yotzo. V'al kol choch, hayib niton leasik rabakive, di asi amai koma rabakive in birkas pesach v'der shal zevach, v'al ishlomim bichlal pesach, v'hako bishvichem hayib niton. V'inam ha-vesviru le-rabakive pesach v'zrike, k'ragi ha-vissag lili, kolch m'lishnei impetrin zeze, v'akate kotor shleitzu la-haikro li-pesach v'shviche, u'mshan le-tritanoi, ha-itanet Rabbi Shmuel v'yal v'dam zochech li-shofik, pesach v'shviche les li-pesach pitach zazevach, u'bohol li-polik Rabbi Shmuel al-rabakive, do'kib n'didori sh'mnei pesach v'shviche, su les li-lmeilach m'nei b'tonim b'zrik sh'noz b'shviche yotz, ha-itanet Rabbi Shmuel v'yal v'nei b'tonim אלו בזריקי כשלום מי הוא הוספור על ידי דיפול לקרב עקיבא מי הוא הוספור על ידי דיפול לקרב עקיבא דיפסח עיקר בזבח דופו על כל חוך פסח פיתר אס הזבח ולא יביר כזבח אס הפסח So, in other words, so he says על כל חך פסח פיתר אס הזבח ובגלל זבח אס הפסח ובסוכים דירושלמו מרתיים, עד כאן לשם. This is what Rash says. בקושי, דיביו הכחנו, מחנה דיפסוכים דיס לטווי, וכנסת נוליו. זה נוליו. So Rash says that the reason is why Pesach is pated, the Zevach, because Pesach is Iker, and Zevach is not. So ממילא we don't have to resort to the halochה of of kolanitim bisrike shenot bishvicho yotzo. So even kolanitim bisrike shenot bishvicho is lo yotzo, because we don't have the posik for this aloche, but we still can say that birkas haPesach is botar shel tzevach. Why? Because Pesach is ikea, v'sevach is tof. Why is it tof? I mean, because in the mitzvah of achille, so Pesach is ikea. Because Kiyas Yudalet is only a rishus, but achilas pzochim is a chaybo. So mimele, since Pesach is ikea and sevach is tofu, so mimele, the birkas haMitzvah of Pesach, Rashi says, can batter the birkas haMitzvah of Zevach, even without the halacha of kol anitonim bisrike shenot bishvichei yotzo. So even if we say that kol anitonim bisrike shenot bishvichei is lo yotzo, in other words, and if, let's say, Rabbi Shmuel says, if we say that Pesach is bishvichei, so then we don't have a posik for the halacha of kol anitonim bisrike shenot bishvichei yotzo. And if we don't have a posik, and Rashi is chelik on our thesis. Teisve says that even if we don't have a special posik for kol anitonim bisrike shenot bishvichei yotzo, but Mr. Asvorel can say it. According to Rashi, Mr. Asvorel cannot say it. According to Rashi, so kol anitonim bisrike shenot bishvichei is lo yotzo, but we still can say that birkas haPesach is potar shel tzevach on the basis of ikerem dovid. So since the mitzvah of achilas Pesach is ikea, and the mitzvah of achilas Pesachim is tofel, so mimele bira birkas haPesach is potar shel tzevach. Now Teisves rejects it because the liu ichachmu mahane the Pesachim this little way. So in other words, but Teisves rejects Rashi's lomdes, but Rashi's lomdes is. Miu v'svora di dei di polik harabakive di pesach hikya v'zevach tefa al kochoch pesach peiter es hazevach v'loi birkas hazevach es hapesach. Now, so Rashi explains the aloche of Rabbi Yishmoel that bira birkas hapesach potar shel zevach even if we don't say that kol anitonim bisrike shenosim mishvich yotzach on the basis of that the birkas or ikea part of the top. So why is Pesach ikea and zevach tofeu? Because Rigas Yidalet is on the shoes, whereas achilas called Pesach, achil Pesach is a chaybo. So mimele it parts. Now we have to say, now what's the pshat? Now our gemore bases it upon the fact that Tzrike is b'chal shvich. So the mele sins rikit b'chal shviche, so he can do the aveide of the zevach in the same way as he does the aveide of the pesach, but he cannot do the aveide of the pesach in the same way as the aveide of the zevach. So because of that, so the broche and the achilu of the pesach pater shel zevach. I think that the pshat is in line with what Rashi says in Zvach. How does Rashi say in Zvach? So he says, "Hay tani Rabbi Shmuel yad lechachu yishofich pesa b'shvicha less le pesa b'shvicha less le pesa peder zevach uvoli polik Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kive do kibi di dorish minei pesa b'shvicha su less le meiruf nei mitoni b'zrik shnat b'shvicha yotze v'hay tani Rabbi Shmuel di yalif nei mitoni b'zrik shnat b'shvicha yotze less le pesa b'shvicha alu b'zrik shlamim miu hosvora di day di polik Rabbi Kive di pesa chikia b'zevach tov. Al kochoch Pesach peiter es hazevach v'loi birkas zevach es haPesach. So mimele, so even though he says that kol anistonish kol asvochim shenitnim bisrike, so in nostom bishvicha lo yotzo, but still the birkas haPesach patas shel zevach. Why? Because the Pesach is the ikar. Why is the Pesach the ikar? The Pesach is the ikar in the achilah. The Pesach is the Ikar Achille. But, so, our Gemore that bases it upon the Aloche of Zrike Bichlal Shviche, so also resorts to the Lomdes of Ikar and Tov. But, the reason is why we have to resort to the fact that Zrike Bichlal Shviche That means that if he does the aveide of the zevach in the same way as the aveide of the pesach, so is yotzo. So mele the broche and the achille of the pesach is patters the achille of the zevach. So it's also because of iker and tofel. But the fact that there has to be iker and tofel in the aveide of the pesach and the zevach. So if we say that that the aveide of the zevach cannot be done in the same way as the aveide of the pesach, so that means that the aveide of the kriyas yudalet is not tofel to the aveide of the pesach, because the aveide of the pesach has to be done in a certain way bishviche, and the aveide of the korbuch gigah has to be done in a special way, and you cannot do the aveide of the zevach of the kriyas yudalet in the same way as the aveide of the pesach. So mele in the aveide, the kriyas yudalet is not tofel to the aveide of the pesach. Masheinke, if we say that you can do the aveide of the kriyas yudalet in the same way as the aveide of the pesach, but you cannot do the aveide of the pesach in the same way as the aveide of the kriyas yudalet, so mele the aveide of the kriyas yudalet is tofel to the aveide of the pesach. So since the aveide of this of the zevach is tofel to the aveide of the pesach, so because of that the broche and the mitzvah of the achille of pesach patters the mitzvah of zevach because of iker and tofel. But if the aveide of the kriyas yudalet could not be done in the same way as the aveide of the zrike, it could not be done in the same way as the aveide of the pesach, so mele in the aveide the kriyas yudalet wouldn't be tofel to the pesach. But since he can do the aveide of the kriyas yudalet in the same way as the aveide of the pesach, so mele the aveide of the gige is tofel to the aveide of the pesach. Because of that, so the broche and the pesach pater shel zevach. Now he says v'Rashbam pirei shoch. Now this Rashbam is not; it's a different gear than the Rashbam. V'Rashbam pirei shoch. Kishitim tzarim avdim rabbi shmuel tzviki b'chol shemchem. V'tirchvor v'matnu b'kol pirech la pesach. Im kein sfir alei di pesach bizrike. U'me'ate aiselim v'dam zvachecho yishavich. Lo'im ad bizrike b'chol shemchem. V'chol anzrokim nosom bishviche yotzo. V'loi garsinon v'loi shviche b'chol zrike. Do'i shum kom di mitzvah se lechatchila bishviche. In other words, so that means because according to the Rashbam's pshat, I mean that's not, it's a different girls in the Rashbam. So our Gemara is saying that Pesach is Mizrike. That Pesach is Mizrike, so mele we could not be geiris. Because if Pesach is Bishrike, so mele there is no korm that requires Shvich. Because Ahid Perikolisha, that because Ahid Perikolisha, Rabbi Chaim came Pireish, Kishatim Tzoraim al Dim Rabbi Shmuel Tzriki Bechal Shvich and Shvich Bechal Tzriki. Kachi Kirse, Bishvor Nishon, Koloma, Kol HaKabonet Bishrike U Mishvich, Vein Lahak, U Virkas, Psochim, Al Iker, Lifter is a tofel, a tofel is a Iker. Because Eval Yisle Name, the Psochim, it was a Mishvich Davke, Im Kein Enze Tzriki. Kapsim loye ikla le pidin aben. Boy mene. Pshite al pidin aben as a bishon tseis al bitzibon. Al pidin aben. So pshite al pidin aben as a bishon tseis al bitzibon al pidin aben avi aben mivok. So there is no doubt that this broche is to be recited by the avi aben. Boruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gonu lezma hazeh, who is the mivorech? Koyim mivorech, or Yavi Abem mivorech? Koyim mivorech, dikomote anoyel yode, because he gets the five sloi, or Yavi Abem mivorech, dikobid mitzvah, lachave biyode, ose shoyu b'mitroshe, omru lei, Avi Abem mivorech shtai, v'hilchese Avi Abem mivorech shtai. Now what's the shaykhes between our Gemara, the Mishneh of Birkas HaZevach, Potashal Zevach, so, or not Potashal Zevach, and the Brocha Pina Ben, I mean, it's not to do one of the other. So the Rashbam says, Rapsim Loye Ikla, Mishim Daire Maslissim, Mishneh Mivini Brochas, Yodom Echod, Umayis Echod, Hatolu Zevo Zeek, in Pesach Zevach, Shergigo Boim HaPesach, Mishim Oche, Nokat Namala Hayu, Did Avi Aben Vachshay. So, Rabbi Zeriche has a whole discusses that, I mean the Shaykhs, that he has another Pshat. But this is how the Rashbam explains the Shaykhs. Now, so the Gemara had not, so Rabbi Zimloye had not by it. Now one thing is certain, that the Broch of Pina Ben, so who says, Shon Zitzu Vona Pina Ben, that surely the Avi Aben Mivorech. It is mitzvah. But both Shechiyonu Vikimonu, who is to be Mivorech? Whether the Kayan is to be Mivorech, because he gets the five story, or said the Avil Ben is before. Now, why shouldn't, now if so the Gemara was patient, that Avi Ben Vorstein, that not only the Birkas HaMitzvah of Pina Ben, but even the Broch of Shechiyonu, so also the Avi Ben, also the Avi Ben, the Kayan is not before Shechiyonu. Now, if the Gemara had said, that the Kayan would be Mivor Shechiyonu, so then the Shechiyonu would be the same kind of Shechiyonu like Kono Kelim Chadoshi, because it's a joyous occasion. I mean, he gets something new, he gets the five sword. But since the Gemara says that the Kayan is not Mivor Shechiyonu, who is Mivor Shechiyonu? Who is Mivor Shechiyonu? That the Kayan is Mivor. I mean that since the Gemara says that the Kayan is not Mivor Shechiyonu, the Avi Aben is Mivor Shechiyonu. So the Avi Aben doesn't get anything. So then the Shechiyonu is the Shechiyonu and the mitzvah of the Aben. Because we have Shechiyonu on certain Amoyes, and we have Shechiyonu, like Konekim Chadoshim, so there is Shechiyonu. But there is Shechiyonu on certain mitzvahs, let's say on Lulev, and Shofar, so the uncertain mitzvahs we have to say Shechiyonu. So the Gemara is patient that the Shechiyonu by Pidin Aben is not the Shechiyonu on the Simche of getting the Gimut five Sloi, but it's Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Pidin Aben, on the mitzvah of Pidin Aben. Now, not on all mitzvahs do we say Shechiyonu, only on certain mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs, what's the general rule? When do we say Shechiyonu? Only mitzvahs that are Mitzmar Lizman, but that mitzvahs that are Kiseidah, that are Tomi, so that we don't say Shechiyonu. But Mitzmar Lizman, like the mitzvah of Lulev, the mitzvah of Shofar, so it's Mitzmar Lizman, so we say Shechiyonu. So Pina Ben, because Pina Ben is not something that occurs every day, so Mimele, it only occurs infrequently, so in Mele we say Shechiyonu, but the Shechiyonu is the Shechiyonu on the mitzvah, not, there is no Shechiyonu on the Hanoye of getting the five sword. But why shouldn't the Kayan be Mechuye to say Shechiyonu like Konokim Chadoshim? Konokim Chadoshim here he gets, so Konokim Chadoshim, so he pays money for it, but he experiences joy when he buys Kayan Chadoshim. So the Shechiyonu here he gets five sloim, he doesn't pay anything for it, for the five sloim. So he certainly should say Shechiyonu. Why doesn't he say Shechiyonu? So there is a Chumas HaRashbo, and the Chumas HaRashbo says the reason is why there is no Shechiyonu. Incumbent upon the Kayan, upon the Kayan is because it's Matnes Kohen, and there is no Shechiyonu for Matnes Kohen. Now what's the Pshat? He doesn't say, he says, there is no Shechiyonu for Matnes Kohen. So the Pshat could be very simple, that's a Shumas HaRashbo. Now the Pshat could be very simple, because when the Chachamim are misakim Shechiyonu, when someone gets a gift, so, I mean, someone experiences a joy, he buys something. So of course if he gets a gift, he certainly can say Shechiyonu. So when he buys something, he says Shechiyonu. But suppose someone collects a debt. Someone lent $1,000 to another person. And then he got paid the $1,000. Let's say he experiences great joy because he had great difficulty collecting the debt. And and then finally he was able to collect the debt. He experiences overwhelming joy. So, does he have to say Shabbat? Because what he gets something that is due to him. So even though he experiences joy, so there is no Shabbat. There's no Shabbat. I mean, the experience of joy, of overwhelming joy, is one prerequisite for Shabbat. But debt in itself is not enough. If someone buys something or he gets a gift, he's not getting something that is due to him. All right, so there is a koach of shechiyon. But when someone collects a debt, so no matter how great the joy is, but it's something that is due to him, so really there is no shechiyon. So matnes gehune. So this is a chayv that should be nechosi. All right, it's not a chayv that is due dafke to this keir. The father could give it to any keir, but the fact is that the chachomish roi is a chayv. So if it's a chayv, so maybe there is no shechiyon. He has the same kasha that the Rashba on the Tshuva says. Bishemo teima divore hakein shechayonu sharei anoy shaloi. Why did the Gemara say that only the father says shechayonu? So it's shechayonu on the mitzvah, it's not shechayonu on the physical enjoyment. So sharei anoy shaloi hariyish bishusei seder shokeyanim שיורים לו כמוי הריש בזכות זה יוסי למשורכן שיורים לו כמוי. So he says there is no shechiyonu. Why? Because it involves it say the lishorken, it involves it say the lishorken. So in any way there is no shechiyonu. There is no shechiyon. So in other words, so the Mir gives a different terence. In other words, there is no shechiyon and a joyous experience if the same joyous experience is a detriment to someone else. So since the same Chamisha Sloim could have been given to another Kayan, and now when he gets it, so Mimele, the other one, as he has said, so Mimele, there is no Shechiyon. No Shechiyon. The Nitziv, in his Sefer, on Psochim, and Rabbi Zavitche, in the Tshuves, he says the same thing, but it's contrary to all the Shechiyon. They say, that they know Hanam, there is a Shechiyonu on both. There is a shechiyonu incumbent upon the father because of the mitzvah, like the shechiyonu in connection with lulev and chayfer, and then there is a shechiyonu incumbent upon the kohen because of the simcha, like kohen kirim chadosh. So both are mechuyev to say shechiyonu, but one can say and be mitzida and part of the other. So the abaye of Rav Simloye was not whether the father is mechuyev to say shechiyonu. Or the Kayan is Mechuyev, both are Mechuyev. But the question is, since both are Mechuyev, who should say in Pater whom? Should the father say in Pater the Kayan, or should the Kayan say in Pater the father? So that would be more patient. Avia ben Vorshvai. Why, since he has to say the broche of a Shon Zeis of Yitzibonu al Bina Ben, so Mele, he should say the Shachyonu and part of the father. So according to Netziv, he has to have Kavone to be Yitze with the Shachyonu. The father has to say in Pater and part of the Keir. Since the father says the broche al Bina Ben, he patters the care, but they are both mechuyev. But the care is mechuyev. He should have kavone to be eitz. That's what Nitziv says, and Rabbi Zalitcha also said the same thing. But this is contrary to the Rashba. It's contrary to the Meiri. So why should we say such a chiddush? When the plain pshat is very mistaber. What the Rashba, especially what the Rashba says, there is no shachiyonu on matnes kune, because matnes kune is a chayim. So maybe it's a chayv when someone gets something that is due to him, there is no shachayon. Even though he could have given the chayv to some other kehen, but there is no shachayon on it. Alright. Now, what did the Gemara say as to the nusach of the broche of Bina Ben? Pshite, al pidyan aben, asher shon tzeis of itzivon, al pidyan aben, avi aben minorech. So what's the nusach? So he doesn't say live this as aben, but he says, al pidyan aben. Now the Rambam has a cloud. We learned that when we covered the sugya of al and lay. So the Rambam's cloud is in Perek Yudalev. So the Rambam's cloud is in Perek Yudalev because Borges. Yifrish trumo laatzmei, mivorech lahakdish, molez mei, mivorech lomei, shohat pishrei, vachadigosei, mivorech lishrei, avu im koba misuzo lacherim, mivorech al kviyas misuzo, oso lehem make, mivorech lasiyas make, yifrish lehem trumo, mivorech lafroses trumo, molez berchaberim, mivorech alamil. So the Shittas Rambam means, that if a person does a mitzvah for himself, he says lei, but if he does it lacherim, he says out. He says out. Now, so according to the Rambam, the Shein Machilik. Now, according to the Rambam, so what should be the broche? Now, the mitzvah of Fitna Ben that is incumbent upon the father, is that also la'atzmei or it's also la'achere? Of course it's also la'atzmei. It's his chay. He is mechuyev to be paid there. No one else is mechuyev to be paid there. If he wasn't paid there, so Bezin has to be paid there. But the primary obligation is incumbent upon the father to be paid at Ben. So Mimele, the broche should be live this as a Ben. But here the Gemara says, Alpinin a Ben. Shon says of Itzavon Alpinin a Ben. So the Rivosh raises that question again. Alpinin a Ben. Then, there's one at the Rambam for his Bikurim, no? Rambam to the Gedalit because the Kurim Aloha he said as follows. Ha-Pedes Nei Mivorech Ha-Shakdishonim Mitzveso Vitzivono Al-Pinin Aben V'Chezer Mivorech Shachayon V'Hakei Neisin Ha-Pidyan Likeen V'Impod Ha-Atzmei Mivorech Livdei Sapchei U'Mivorech Shachayon Mivorech Shachayon. So he says Ha-Pedes Nei Shon Zitzivono Al-Pidyan Aben So the question is, why is it when he... Well, the Rambam has to say that because the Gemara, our Gemara says, I'll pick it up then. So, but according to the Rambam's call, that where is Mivorech La'atzmei, so then he says, Lei. And when did he say, Al Mivorech La'cherim? All right, here he's feeding the Ben, but that's Lei. That's La'atzmei, that's his mitzvah. That's his mitzvah, so he should say Lei. He should say Lei. So... Now, so he said, Chuvin, that's in a Bishiva Alvitsochi. Rav Simon Loi Yikla Li Bepini Aben Boi Menei Vada Al Pid Aben Ovid Mivorek Shekhi Yoni Ma Mivorek Keye Mivorek Dikum Ota Anu Yodei 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 Avi Aben Loi Lahav Yodei Asa Shom Med Rosh Omle Avi Aben Vorshtai Vihil Chese Avi Aben Vorshtai Mikan Lomdu Nusach Abroch Shibiyahu Vinire Hatam Vivi Shenidei Melei Yisar HaMitzves Shein Bilamet Kin Tzitzis Ufil Musuko Vivi Shizun Nases Bisiyu Ahakir Shem Kabla Pidyan Ufizeh Afid Atzmi Mivor Be'av. So I mean, so that's the Rivosh's own tongue, but that's not the Shemes HaRambam. So Ufizeh Afid Atzmi Mivor Be'av. So the Rivosh thing is that even when the Ben is paid as Atzmi Kishi Yagdil, so he also says Al, not Lei. But the Rambam said in so many words that when the Ben is paid Atzmi, so he says Lei. Lei. So the question is, V'cheini bi'al ha'vipid ha'atzmi sefer ha'mitzvahs, v'kutzi, the smak, V'cheini sefer yaradeyes in yishinhei, the zetur, el shepid ha'atzmi yom ha'alpina ha'pcheya, she'in lo'im ha'ben she'in pidim, u'das ha'ram, zal da rambam, b'nusach ha'boruch ha'shebla'ab, ha'pide ima bi'al, u'pide ha'atzmi ima b'lamet, pide ha'atzmi ima b'lamet. So we cannot say that the reason is why here we don't say lay, because this mitzvah is realized by two, by the father and the kohen who is the kohen. Because then we have to say that even Pida Atzmi has to say ya. But the Rambam holds Pida Atzmi has to say lay. Ef shall osi stam, ulifishe biyob, ef shall osi mitzvah zu al yadav ben, כשיגדיו. וכשיגדיו עוזי אפשר לעשה ישראל, אל דעצמי. וגם שימויו מודניקס עצמי ובני, קיימו להם דהו קדם לבני. דעל מעיקר המצווה בעצמי, אלו שבקטנו זה יהיה אפשר. אלו שבקטנו זה יהיה אפשר. So he gives a different text. He says the reason is why according to the Rambam. So the father is paid, he says, out. And when the son is paid himself, he says, lay. He says, because if he should go, if shall be also his mitzvah, so I'll get out there. Kishayagdi. Now what's the pshat? Now there is Birka Shmuel, there is a whole discussion there. And I mean, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know what he says. But he does say that he mentioned it before a Chaim, and the Chaim agreed with it. I don't know what he says. But I suppose, I mean, he meant what the Amin is the plain pshat in the Rebosh. Because Pigin Aben is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Chirun Echotim. It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. But the Gemara says in Chires and in Kedushi that the Shibut Nechosim, and according to Mandoma, that Milve Sheino Ksuba Bateiro, Milva Ksuba Bateiro, Kiksuba Bishtardam, Yepin Aben is a Milva Ksuba Bateiro, so then he can give it, the king can even collect from the Likukes. So it's a real chayv. So it's a real chayv. It's more than a mitzvah. It's more than a mitzvah. But it's a chayv. But it's the chayv, we have to say, that the chayv is based upon the mitzvah. The chayv is based upon the mitzvah. In other words, one who is part of mitzvahs is not bound by the chayv either. It's based upon the mitzvah. But it's a chayv, it's a regular chayv with shibud nechosim and everything. So in Mele, the halacha is, that if the father was not paid to the ben, and then the ben l'chshiyagdi, so the ben himself is mechuyev. He's mechuyev to be paid himself. So that means that actually it's incumbent, since being a ben is essentially a chayv, So actually, it's the chayv is incumbent upon the ben. Now, if let's say the ben, the child could be born by mitzvah, let's say suppose you have a chetimtzeh, that the child would be born by mitzvah, from the mother's womb he would emerge by mitzvah. So then the father wouldn't even be mechuyev to be paid with the ben. Because the chayv of being a ben and the mitzvah, which goes hand in hand with the mitzvah, so is incumbent upon the ben himself, upon the b'chor himself. But a child is born mikotin. So, and mikotin is butter of mitzvahs. True, it's a chayv, but the chayv goes hand, is based upon the mitzvah. In other words, it's not like a chayv of alboy. A chayv of alboy. That's a new machine exuma beteiro. So if the cotton is mechuyev, if the cotton borrows money. But she ain't came this chayv. It's a new maxuma beteiro. So the mele, one who is put on the mitzvahs, is not bound by the chayv either. So that's why the cotton, the infant, is not mechuyev. Why is the cotton? Because the chayv is based upon the mitzvah of being a ben. And if the cotton would be chayv mitzvahs, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv on the father of it. But Allah is that the cotton is part of mitzvahs. So mainly the Torah imposed the chayv of being a ben that is incumbent upon the son. That is incumbent upon the son. So, but until he becomes bar mitzvah, it cannot be incumbent upon him because he is part of mitzvahs. So he has the burden. But the father is mechuyev. The father assumes the burden of the chayv of the son, and until the child, the chayv, becomes a godel, so he cannot. So the child is not mechuyev. So mele, as long as the father is incapable, as long as the son, the chayv himself, is incapable of being mechuyev in being a ben, so mele the father is mechuyev for him. The father is mechuyev for him. So that's why the father, when the father is paid there, so he says the broche, This is just spoke about. This is what he says, the Rinpoche. So he says, Udas Aram, Zalbunus HaBroche, Shebriav, HaPidim Yabal, Pidatzmen Yabal Amed, Efshel Osistam, Vivishibah, Efshel Yosis Mitzvetsu, Al Yadapen, Kishinigdal, Ukshinigdal, Oz Yefshel Asenso, El Al Yatzmen, El Yatzmen. וגם שאם הויו לו מיטס עצמי מפני, קיינו לו דהו קדם מפני. Why is הוא קדם מפני? So that's the right, because even the chiyuv of being painted the band, so he's ikri on the band, you see. But he's mechuyev as long as the band is incapable of being mechuyev in the mitzvah, because he's father of mitzvahs, so the father is mechuyev in that mitzvah and in that chayim. But actually, it's on the bed, and the father is mechuyev in the chayim of the bed. So until the bed becomes a baruch of being a bachiyu, so now the father is mechuyev. The father has the burden of the chayim of the bed. So Mimele, he says, I think that's the plain shot in the reverse. But then there is a kash. Regarding Shechayonu, so the Rambam says in Pirkei Avot, in the Broche, Saloche Yud, Echodo Yisei Mitzvah Atzmi, V'Echodo Yisei Mitzvah Achili, מבורך כן מסיעו סעש ושום צייסו מצוון ועסיס אבו בור שחיונו אלא הוא מצוו שאיסו איסו לעצמם. So the Rambam says that even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah that requires שחיונו, but if he's איסו איסו לאחרים, he's איסו איסו לאחרים, then he doesn't say שחיונו. So the question is much. If the reason is why the father, when he's paid in the bed, so he says the broche of in the form of out, not lay, because basically the chiyuv is little on the bed. But until the bed becomes a baruch of chiyuvim and of mitzvahs, so then he carries the burden. So he is mechuyev in the chiyuvim of the bed, in the chiyuv of the bed. So because of that, it's like a mitzvah shorosol achirim, and when someone does a mitzvah, that is a shorosol achirim. So then he has to say the broche out, not lay. So the melee, so the Rambam should follow it up with Gabi Shechayonu too. Gabi Shechayonu, he couldn't follow it up with Gabi Shechayonu because the Gemara said so many words. So the melee, so it should follow that only the Ben is paid the Atzme. So he says, he's paid the Atzme, then he says Shechayonu. But when the father is paid the Ben, he doesn't even say Shechayonu. He doesn't even say Shechayonu. And the Gemara says here that when the father is bidding the ben, so the father says Shechayonu. So Rabbi Zalitche raises that question. But we have to be mechalik between the halacha of Hoise Mitzvah Achirim, so Mivore Obeal, and the halacha of Hoise Mitzvah Achirim in Mivore Shechayonu. Because through the Rambam mentions a distinction between Mitzvah Atzmei and mitzvah achirim in regard to two things, in regard to Shechayonu and in regard to al versus lay. So, in other words, so he says that where one is eisa mitzvah atzmei, he says lay. When he's eisa mitzvah achirim, he says al. And he says, when one is eisa mitzvah atzmei, he says Shechayonu. If the other prerequisites are present, let's say if it's a mitzvah, he's man. So, and when he's eisa mitzvah achirim, even if it's not totally here, then it's he's man, he doesn't say Shechayonu. But insofar as Shechayonu is concerned, so the important question is not whether basically the mitzvah is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon himself or upon somebody else. But the important consideration is whether he's mechuyev to do it or not. So become Shechayonu. So in other words, when is there a broch of Shechayonu on a mitzvah when it's imperative upon the person who does the mitzvah? Where it's imperative. So then, then there is Shechayonu. Then there is Shechayonu. Masha'ikin, if he's a mitzvah, what a warm is man is man, and it's not imperative then upon him. I mean, he doesn't have to do it, he just does it. But he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have, he's not required to do it. So maybe there is no shayon. Shayon on mitzvahs is only when he has to do it. When the person who does it has to do it. If he doesn't have to do it, so then there is no shayon on mitzvahs. So there is no shachiyonu amitzes. But so the mele here we got the Ben. True that the basic chayiv is incumbent upon the Ben. But the fact is that until the Ben becomes a bachiyuben in bar mitzvahs, so then the father is mechuyev to assume the burden of the chayiv of the Ben, which right now cannot take effect upon the Ben, because he's not in a hoche of mitzvahs. So true, the father is mechuyev not because the father b'teras atzme is mechuyev that mitzvah. The father is mechuyev to assume the burden of the chayv of the Ben. But the fact is that he is mechuyev. So it's imperative upon him. So it's a must. As long as it's a must, so it's a shachiyon. When does the Rambam say, avor imivor shachiyon al mitzvah sheisis l'atzme, but not lachirim, if he is not mechuyev to do it, lachirim. But if it's a must on him, if he is mechuyev to assume the burden of the chayv of the achirim, then he says shachiyon. Mashein kin regabei the washing of the brochem, whether it's tzar or lein. So there the important consideration is not just whether it's a must on him or not. The important consideration is whether the mitzvah is his own mitzvah or it's a mitzvah of someone else, and I am mechuyev to carry the burden of somebody else's mitzvah for a certain time. So true, it's a must on him and the father, but it's not his own mitzvah, it's the chayv of the son. But until the son becomes a barochet, of doing mitzvahs, so mil the father is mechuyev to carry the burden. So it's not his own mitzvah, it's the chayv haben that the father is obligated to fulfill. The chayv haben, the father is obligated. So mele the nusach habroche is al natle. The nusach habroche is al natle. Now someone told me a story about Shlomo Heinemann's chayv haben. So there was once a being haben, he once attended to being haben. So he had the machlekes with the father rabbonim. So it was the being haben took place at night. The being haben. So then someone said, "It's month. It's time already to daven mayriv. So mimele we should." So we have to daven Mayri first, one Rav said. Because Todya Mishaini, Todya, Todya Kei. That's what a certain Rav said. So Rav Shlomo Heinemann said, no, they should have the Pidyon HaBen first, and then daven Mayri. Why? So he said, because Pidyon HaBen is not a mere mitzvah, it's a chayv, the Rishiv Nechosi. Can be given from the Rikuches, according to Mandoma, that Milve, Aksulu, Beteiro, Kikzul, Bishtar, Damiyah. So it's a chayv. Now suppose someone comes in to collect the debt, and priest of chayv is a mitzvah. So can you tell the creditor, you'll tell him, well, it's already time to daven mayriv, it's a chayv. So I have to go to shul, to a minyan, and you wait in the house until I come back from shul, because todah mishayim, todah, todah chayv. You couldn't say it, because if it's a chayv, it's a chayv. I mean, you have to pay. So mitlimid al katve, you can collect. So even when you get the mitzvah, so there is no other mitzvah that has a dignity. That's what Rav Shlomo Heinemann said. Now, I think that Rav Shlomo Heinemann was right. But, ordinarily, for another reason, they should have done it. So Rav Shlomo Heinemann passed it. I mean, contrary to the psak of that law. So he passed that they should have first the pidyon haben, and then wash it, the sukkah. So, I think that for another reason, I mean, Rav Shlomo White was right in the shayla of todah v'sheni todah todah keder. So it's not shaya, since it's a chayv, So if it's a question of paying up in debt, then you cannot say to the machine, to the father, okay, that I have to dab mile first, and you wait until I come back from the million mile, because it's a chay. But for another reason, I think that they should have done mile first, because there is a aloha that you're not allowed now. That thing is mentioned for all. Now you have a sude after being a bed. So whenever you have a sude, so the question is, when do you have the pig in oven before you wash or after you wash? So it's mentioned, it all depends. If you are going to say broche al yayin, pin aven, there is a broche al akos. So if the broche is al yayin, so and al yayin, so even if you wash first, so you have to say broche al bir pri agofen. So then Ishonoch, it's mentioned that first you wash, and then you eat something, and then in the middle of the Sudeh, so you have the pinyin aven. Mashenkin, if there is no yayin available, and there is only sheicho, so the broche is shehakel. So if you would wash first and have the pinyin aven, then the kohen wouldn't say broche shehakel on the beer, because b'teich hasudeh, so you don't have to say broche, but on yayin you have to say. So mainly in order to enable him to say the broche and the beer and the sheicho, so he has to have the pig in aven first. So mainly the kohen will be able to say a broche of shehakel and the beer. But if he were to wash first the meat and then have the pig in aven, so he couldn't say the broche. And it's a minhag. It's a minhag to say a broche, not that there is a chiyuv, but it is obligatory beside a minhag to say a broche al akos. Mashenkin, if you have yayin, so then it doesn't make any difference, because even b'teich hasudeh, when you drink wine, so you have to say a broche al bir pri agofen. So the proper thing is first to wash and eat, and then in the middle of the sudeh, to have the pin aven. So because of that, I think that if it's already after Sisak Chobim, so you're not allowed to eat a sudeh, to wash for a sudeh, and before you dab mayri. So because of that, you should dab mayri first. But if you are going to say the broche not on yayin, and since you are going to, so before mayri, you're not allowed to eat. So because of that, you should dab mayri first. But as far as the question of Todor Mishini Todir, Todor Kedem is concerned, so Rav Shlomo Haimer is certainly correct in saying that we cannot apply this aloche of Todor Mishini Todir, Todor Kedem, because Pina Ben, is a chayiv. A chayiv must be paid at the earliest opportunity. I mean, you can't postpone it because there is a mitzvah that is done. All right, now, next time, we started
28 Shuna Vipsachim.
So we went farther than Kupala from Dalet, but we'll go over the Kibor again from Kupala from Dalet. Now, the Gemore, the Rabbi Yechen Nomar, the third line from the end of the Omet, Kupala from Dalet. So that has to do what to the machlekes Rav and Shmuel Gemara Daf Kuf on the base. So Bnei Odom Brisom Bnei Odom Shekicho Bishakneses Omar Rav Yidiyayin Loyot. If they want to drink wine in their home, so they have to say their priyagefen again. But the kiddush yot, because Rav, he does not agree with the halacha application of Sudeh. Shmuel Omar, Rav, he kiddush on that. Now, so they both agree that Yidiyayin lo yotzu. That in other words, that if one makes a broche, Be'er Priyagefen, and then he goes to another place, so he has to say, and there he drinks again. Why? So he has to say the broche of Be'er Priyagefen again. Rav and Shmuel both agree. The only chilek on the question is whether he is kiddush bok misudeh or he kiddush bok misudeh. But Rav and Shmuel both agree that Yediyahin lo yotzu. So Rabbi Yichin lomar, af Yediyahin am yotzu. Ve'az Rabbi Yichin litamei. Yomar, chonim bar abai, yomar dos, om Rabbi Yichin. Echot shinu yai, ve'echot shinu moke, in tzorich levorich. In tzorich levorich. Rashi, echot shinu yai, שהביאו יין מחוביס החרץ ואחת שאין צורך לבוא לשניר יין ורשבם רבי יריכן לא מאף כדי יין נמיות שאין צורך לעזור לבוא לך יין שבשיח עשו שהרליסי עדיין תמציאו עושה מצא כנסס שעדיין לחם ולשניס בבייס איך עוד שני יין שהביאו יין מחוביס החרץ ויש לטעם משונה אוי גרוע אוי משובח טעם משונה אוי גרוע אוי משובח אין צורך לבוא ראשי נפר יין אבל עתיד להמאית את מי זה מבוא איך עם שיבוך בנו איש כי להמרים לו בוא איך אומר רבי יסו מביא איך אבשם שיין אין צורך לבוא איך על עבורי מי עתיד להמאית ושינו יין אין מוכל לסחרת כי אמרו פרוח את ירושל על פה חוב וחוב אישי בשיח לבוא איך עליו ומה אם בוא איך אמר רבי תרשי אין מי לבוא איך עתיד להמאית ואיך עוד שינו מוקים וכל דבר הנחל אם אוכל ממנו במוקים זה אם אוכל ממנו במוקים זה וכי זה ואיכו במוקים האחר אין צורך לבוא איך שלי so in other words so רבי יחן הולד in regard to anything not only I but anything so לכל דבר הנך על אוכל ממוקים זה וכי זה ואיכו במוקים האחר אין צורך לבוא איך שלי וכן שלא הויה לי הס חדס מתי אם דבי זה הס חדס so that's a gemore in broches that pervades that if there is a hadas even if he didn't change the place so then if he was eating and then there he was missing a hadas and then he wants to eat again so he has to say the broche again that's a gemore the gemore in broches that pervades but here we are discussing the question where there was no actual hadas the only thing that happened was shinumon Shinumok, because what does Hesach Hadas mean? When he says, if there was Hesach Hadas, even if it remains, if it remains in the same place, that is, so the Gemara says, Woman Domar says, Havlon Voich, Havlon Voich, so that's Hesach Hadas. So Mele, but in case where there was no Hesach Hadas of Havlon Voich, but yours shinu mokei so according to Rabbi Yechan ain't tzorch lebor meisve shinu mokim tzorch lebor shinu yayin ain't tzorch lebor tiyufte de Rabbi Yechan and tiyufte so it's mentioned that shinu mokei is tzorch lebor שינו מוקים צור לבוא כי רבו שמואל דם ידיעים ויוצ ותיוב תדר רבי איכן יוסיף רבי דה ברובין קם את רב חיסדה ויוסיף רב חיסדה וקומה משמיד רבו הודה אמרה שינו מוקים צורך לבוא לא ישונו אלו so if two gyosoids the gyosoids two you have it לא ישונו אלו מבייס לבייס אבל ממוקים למוקים לא אבל מוקים למוקים לא so that's Rashi's ears ממוקים למוקים that is מבייס לעליה so מבייס לעליה so is לא so he does not have to be מבויך מבייס לעליה now the other girl said there's the girl said most of shame means loy shon well and bites the bites the girl said the rach of most of shame loy shon well bites the bites abo no pino no pino loy so there is a big enough meaning in other words according to the girl that Rashi has loy shon well and bites the bites abo mi mokim loy means mi bites la liyo so mi bites la liyo in tzorch lebor but according to the rach's girl said loy shon well bites the bites abu pinol pinoloi so it means if it's in the same room but from one corner to the other corner no matter how large it is the room But so then it's in Tzotlevoy. Mashain can be by Slalio, it's Tzotlevoy. There's not communion between the two Gyosoids. And the Gyosay of most Hashem is Luishonu, like what is mentioned on the margin. Luishonu, and by Slabais. Abu Mipino, Mipino. Now we have the Gemara that to follow it without the Kiddush of Mokim Sud. So there we also have to be a soil. The Gemara says that to follow the Dalai, we have the Shmuel Tamei Gama Shmuel and Kiddush of Mokim Sud. So go Bnei, Hanu Milin Bais Lebais, Abu Mokim and Mokim Mechad Beisalei, Abu Mokim and Mokim Mechad Beisalei, Ligabe Kiddush. So that's all money. Omer Rabbon and Batachlife. And what does it mean according to the Gyosa of Mokim Mokim Chadese? That means, Mokim Mokim, so Rashi says, Mibayis Laliyo. We told the Klaus of the Kaddish in the Shabbos Mibayis, Olech Laliyo. So that's Kosov. But what's the Masmone? Omer Lu Rabbon and Batachlife is in the Sahih. Have a Kayim the Kaddish. We know it's me, Ole Arev, Ode on the Kaddish. So we made Kiddish again. So we see that even Mokim Mokim, Mibayis Laliyo, so he still has to make Kiddush again. So it's not good. He's still like, so Tesis points out. So the Maskona of the Gemara is that Mokim Mokim by Israel Aliyah. So it's considered to be Shaloi Mokim Sudei. Masha'in came Pino Mipino, it's considered to be Mokim Sudei. It's what Tesis said, like Rupala, I will Mokim 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 by Israel Aliyah. They say, Perish Mokim Mokim by Israel Aliyah. Or by Israel Aliyah. And when you need to אבל מפינו לפינו, יש כאילו שכי אחד מחושב שינו מוקים בסומות, הוא קם עם גבי שינו מוקים בקום הראשון על בייס לבייס. ומי הוא, שני מכי בזמחת בייס. So he says, אבל מפינו לפינו, יש כאילו שכי אחד מחושב שינו מוקים בסומות. Just as, in other words, so if we are gayers, כי אחד מחושב שינו מוקים, Bisomuch pino pino. So in other words, Tesis said the girls of the Rach Amon of Beis, not the girls of Rashi. So Hoda Amret, Shin Mokim Tzor Lvorach Loi Shon El Beis El Beis, Abu Mipino Lipino Loi. Not Rashi's girls, Abu Mokim Mokim Loi. Lipino Lipino. So then there is no stira between the Gemara that Kupale. So there the Maskon of the Gemara is that even Mimokim Mimokim is a Mokim Sude. So it's not considered Mokim Sude. That means Bais Laliya is not a Mokim Sude. But Mipino Lipino is a Mokim Sude. And here, according to the Gils of most Hashem, Ibu Shon Bais Lepais, Abu Mipino Lipino. So then there is no Mokim. Then he says, Umi Uye Shmoni Vidal Sehoche, Mipino Lipino. But there is a Gilsay. There is a Gilsay. ואז שמואל תמי, גם השמואל כדי שלא מוקים סודה, סוף המנה, הנה מילן בייס לבייס, אבו מפינו לפינו בחד בייס עלי, אומר רב אהן פרח ליבה, גם גם שמואל נוחם נגל אר, so that words, even מפינו, לפינו, it's not מוקים סודה, it's not מוקים סודה, but here, it certainly says, לגבי, שינו מוקי, that מפינו לפינו, Lipino, Lipino, so he's not considered Chinamoke, so there is a stream. So the Ran is the Kash. The Ran is the Kash. So the Ran distinguishes between Sude and Yai. Because Sude, a person is given Yamoke. Sude, pass. So he's given Yamoke, a specific spot in the room. Is given a mocking. So, Mele, Ligabi Kidesh, it's a loch Kidesh. This has to be mocking Sude, where it's the past. In view of the fact that people are given a specific spot in the same room for the Achille, so Mele, Gimore says, so Mele, Pino, is considered mocking Sude, or Mele, 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 is considered mocking Sude. Mashaim came, the Gimore here that. To follow from the base that has reference to Yai. So Yai, a person is not Kibeya, a specific spot for Yai. He even when he drinks wine in a certain room, so he drinks it in any corner of the room. So Mele, there it's not considered Chinomo. It's not considered Chinomo. Alright. So Mele, the Ram says, Ligabi Pas in connection with Shinobokei. So even the Pino Lipino would be considered Shinobokei. There is a difference between Yai and Pas. It's not that there is a difference between Kiddush and Shinobokei. The difference is between Yayin and Pas. So Kiddush has to do with Pas. So the Gabi Pas, or the Derech of people, is to be given a specific spot. So the Mail of the Gemara says, the Gabi Kiddush Moku Sude, that if Mipino Mipino, the Maskone is, that he has to say Kiddush over again. Mashinkin, here the Gemara that could follow from the base, has reference to Yayin. Yayin is not a Derech to give a specific spot. So Mimele, it's not considered Chinomokin. But suppose he was eating Pas, and then he changed from one Pino in the room to another Pino, so then it is considered Chinomokin, according to us. Alright. So, Yosef Abine Barobin Kandra. Yosef Abine Barobin Shura. What the Amre Chinomokin talk about? Lo Yishanon Bais Bebais, Avo, Avo. Mimokin, Vice Lalio, so it's not Chinamoki, according to Ashkenaz. The other girl said, our Pino, it's not considered Chinamoki. So according to the other girl said, but Vice Lalio, it is considered Chinamoki. Omele Rapide Barobi, Hoche, Tionle Mastisin Beravinek, Viamle Masnite, Beravine Kabosek, Bel Ravune Masnite Komashmino, if there is a price, so why does he have to tell us that? Ravune Masnite Lishmile. Wieso Yosef Rav Chisde bekam am Schmied in Afshe hat die Amre in Chinumokim zu vergoyt. Lo yamon elo bidvorim shintu nekroch al achayim bim keima. Now, a simple example of dvorim shintu nekroch al achayim bim keima would be, let's say, mayim, water. Then everybody agrees, mayim, or even a food, let's say, if it's not one design thing. But I see a potato or an apple. So when we say Shinumokim Tzor Lvoich, if it relates to something that doesn't require that the Brochel Achel should be Mimkim. Let's say you eat an apple. Now, if you eat an apple, and then you go out to another place, and you remind yourself you didn't say Bira Nefoshes. So you don't have to go back to the original place where you ate the apple, and there say the nefoshes. So you can say bear nefoshes in any place where you remind yourself. So mele sins it's a dovo shein tzorich shein intunim bruch al achreim b'keimon. So that means that when the person left the place, so he is not bound to that place anymore. Because he can't say, well, he still has to come back in order to say Baruch HaChem. He can say the Baruch HaChem in any other place. So Mele, since he's not bound to come back, he's not expected to come back, so the departure is considered as he has Hadas and he's so forth. Mashiach, if, let's say, he was eating Pas in this place, and then he went to another place. Now, when he went to another place, obviously, his intention was to return back, because Aloha is that when you eat Pas in a certain place, and then you go to some other place, so before you bench, you have to go back to the original place. So the Mele, if he did leave, so that means that his intention is to come back. Since his intention is, since the apparent intention is to come back, so the Mele, it's not considered as a Shinum. Hold on, she won't go around because she took what I came. What I took what I came on top of the world. Because since presumed to come back, so the male there was no real as Hadas. By time, we give a cameo. You know, probability will come back. So since there is a presumption he'll come back, he has to come back. If he lacked out the deep. So the Mele, it's not considered as Hadas. The Rav Sheshi Somach, Echotzen ve'echotzen Tzorchu, that even something like Pas, that is Tumim Broch al Achel, came on, so that too requires a Broch. What's the Rashi? בפורים שיתונים ברוך לכם, כי מהי מותי רעיס שיתונים ברוך חשוב לפני עצמו. בוודאי, כיב יום הדבור הזה מוקמה אחר, המידוסי זוי גמר סודוס, ויח סודה אחריתי, ויצורך לבורים בתחילו. אבו דבורים אטונים ברוך לכם, כימון, פורים הברוך חשוב לפני עצמו, כאישי בסמינים, הוי רביך אחרים ולא מוכם אחריס על כסבי שאין הולך לבורך לא הולך לבורך אחרי ברוך החס על שתיהן לפני נעמה צורך לעזור לבורך נעמה הולד לך נמר נעשו לו בשאין הולך עכשיו בצעים סדוס איך עוד זה ואיך עוד זה ואיש אין לבורך לכם כאימו ואיש אין לצפי נעו דרשבה נוכי עשינו מסניס ברמה מכמוס ויסוי עושה מבחיר לכל מה שנפש וכעשינו מסניס נוס להשמין ושם סגובו שכן מי שנזק מור להשמין להמיר לא בפור לפרייס וזה משנה קודקים בפרייס גם המיר עצמי זה מויות עולה להם פרייס עד לא מייסי עד מי נשארו לי עושה מבחיר זה כל מה שנפש ותאום לי מה מכל שכות מי אשר פיון שונה ונה הגיעו בספורי נקוש שם רעיל או שני דבור אמר הבחיר בי פרייס חודש בתחילה פונה ויחודם משמין נפש בדבורים של תום מפוח לאחים כמיים ופרס שאין נתונים ברוך החשוב על צנח צבאי, אלא פירי לפושע סרבס, היו כך, אין צורך לבור אל מוקימון אחר, דיבדה, כיוון, דיומת, והולה במוקים אחר, עמידו עשי זו יגמר שפוסק, ואך סוד האחריתי מצור לבור מתחילה. So, אבל דבורים עתונים ברוך לאחר מוקימון, what is it? כאילו אם הברוך החשוב על צנח צבאי, צריכים כאילו, שילס אמיני, דייז בברוך האחר משורש, הוי מפירך אחר, הולה במוקים אחר. ויסוי על דאס קריסו בשאינו הולך לבור לברוך החס על שתיים לפני נעמי צורך לעזור בו ואוכל שמרינו והודי נעמי שאוכל בשוכח לא יפיר ושפמיד לך תחיל לצורך לבור כימי ושיבס המילי מהיה והיא כקרים ברכס המוס ברוך העריך תה וחשבו סמי שונש זאת השיטה הופכה של דרש פעם זה דבורי התונים ברוכו לאחרי מקיימון as reference not only to pass, but even to Yeshivas Amin, to Yayin, to Teino, to Dmorin, to Anovin, to Zeis, even to that it has reference. That's Rashi and Rajbam Shi. Teis Veshitin is, so in other words, according to Rashi and Rajbam, so whenever one eats a pear of the Zayin, or he drinks wine, so then, he's Mechuyev, to say the brocha achene in the same place or not only by passing the such a loche but by anything that requires brocha achas being sholeish there is such a requirement that he has to say the brocha achene in the same place or in it so maybe if he did leave without saying anything so obviously his intention was that he'll come back so maybe it's not as chadas avant vori yeah וכי וכאן יהודו, ומרדס ושאינו איך אלא עכשיו מצאים לדוס. ואם תהי מרמי מספרי רבי איך אמר פרייס, כי הוא יפתה, הוא איקר לתרוץ את פרייס, כי רב שדידי בשאינתו לברוך לאחרי וכיימון. הוא מוצא רבי איך אלא משתוני, ואם כך יצור לבורות, לך לתרצור לכם, ורבי איך אלא סתום מקום, שינו מוקר עם צורך לבורות, בכל דובו, הנך, so the Rashbam has a strong kasha against himself and that's the asoge that told the Shein Meinshin against Rashbam but the Rashbam was aware of that difficulty so then see, according to the Rashbam so Tuni Broch Lachim came on as reference to everything that requires the Broch Achaz Mishoresh so Yayin requires Broch Achaz Mishoresh so according to Rav Chisde so it's in Tzor Levorech so why did we say before to Yufte the Rabbi Yechanan, what the Rabbi Yechanan say in Tzor Levorech but the Rabbi Yechanan reference to Yayin Yayin is one that is something that requires Broch Achaz Mishoresh so why is it Yufte the Rabbi Yechanan so the Rashbam says in so far as Yayin is concerned so there is no Yufte the Rabbi Yechanan but Rabbi Yechanan says the Aloche is Tam Av Shinu Mokim Tzor Levorech regardless what he was eating whether he was drinking Yayin or was eating a Tein or a Tamre or a Novi or he was drinking water or a food that does not require Broch Achaz Mishoresh. In all these cases, Rabbi Yechanan says, ein Zorn geworden. So that's the Yufte, but in a name, in respect to Yain itself. So Rav Chisde agrees with Rav Yechanan, but Rav Yechanan has reference to everything. Ki bekam hodo, klein mal das du doch gesehen war ich lach so. Es sei das, wie im Thema am Mai ist wie noch ich mal Preis der Jugend, wo ich dann trotz der Preis gerade frieste, wie schön trug brach lach im Kimon und nutze der Bechen bis er tun. Wie kann so der Woche lecker trotz sagen. Der Bechen ist doch kommen als im Wochen trotz der Woche. Ich begann aber an der Halle vor. Mit der Pire Jamir ist der Forsberg, Jamir ist der Forsberg, wie ist der Preis. Wie geht die Moja am Roim, sie schibo mein Preis der Bechen. Die Holmocke kommen der Bechen. שיר מוקי צורך לבורך, חיב מורה, אבל הפרייסי שקידו מהרבה, יש לו פורש כן וכן. So in other words, so according to the Rashbam and Rashi, so, דובור חת, תונו פרוכו לאחרו בן קיימון, is not limited only to pass, but it applies to all, to everything that requires a ברוך אחס משורש. All the זיימים, יאים ולמד. תייסס ישראל. Tetzvah says, and because of that, Kasha, because if anything that requires Broch Achas Min Sholish is considered, is Tzorich Brochel Alachel Bim Keimo, so then there is no Kasha against Rabbeinu, against Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yechanan, why do we say the Yufta Rabbi Yechanan? So Meila Tetzvah says that what is considered, Dovor Hatom Brochel Achel Bim Keimo, only pass, but nothing other, only of the Heimini, only of the Heimini, but nothing other than the Heimini. But then Teisves says, so Teisves is a Pshites Teisves, that let's say, Ligabi Yayin, Ligabi Teino, Anobim, Zeisim, all those things, the Zayin meaning, that require Brochachas Min Sholeis, so Teisves is sure that it's ain't zorich brochlar lachel bim keimo. If one ate grapes in one place and then he goes to another place, and he remind himself he didn't say brochachin on the grapes. He so according to the Rashbam, he has to go back to the original place and there say brochachin. According to Teisves, he does not have to go back to the original place. But so what is tuno brochlachel bim keimo? That is only the meaning. But then Teisves says to the does it mean pas mamesh? The only pas mamesh is to the broch lachel keimo. But let's say cake, it's of the same meaning, but it's not pas mamesh. Is ainot to the broch lachel keimo. That's one loshen teisves. And then there's another loshen teisves that anything of the same meaning, even cake, let's say, so it's to the broch lachel keimo. So we have three shittes of Hashem. We have the shite of Rashi and the Rashbam. That anything that requires a broch achas misholish like grapes, figs, dates, or yayin, so is tuna broch lachel bim keimo. And if you eat it here, you drink wine here, then you go to another place and you remind yourself in another place that you did not say broch achen on the wine.